I am Jeanette Nobo, and I am the Assistant Director with Accreditation on Teacher Licensure and Accreditation here at the State Department. Today, this is a conference call for systems and chairs that are in years 2 through 4. So, of course, if you're in any of the other years, you're welcome to stay on the call. It has nothing to do with that. We're trying to focus a little bit more on specific groups. So I want to just kind of start off very quickly on a number of updates that we have. As you know, we have completed our systems regional trainings or updates that we did. We had about 8 of them across the state. They were pretty well attended, and we appreciate that. We know that based on the evaluations, as in every evaluation that happens, some enjoyed it, some were expecting something else, some felt that it was a repeat of what they already knew. However, regardless of that, overall the evaluations were good. And we got feedback. One of the questions was feedback in terms of whether or not we should do those regional updates again throughout the state. And every evaluation that was completed said yes. So we will plan for that next year. The difference on that will be is that although we cannot do a training or update for every year that a person is in the cycle, we will make a point that based on our discussions, we will differentiate it better so that within groups, those in years 2, 3, or 4, 5, et cetera, can have their own discussions based on the presentation or what's being presented. So we'll try to differentiate that a little bit more. With that, and hopefully it would turn out to be a better training and more specific to each of your needs. So any comments from any of you who might have gone that would like to say anything? So with that, the second announcement that we would like to make is that we are doing, we have scheduled a chair training at this point in time. Michelle Miller, Director of Teacher Licensure and Accreditation, and myself will be conducting those trainings. We have them scheduled for 7 locations, Southwest Plains will be on the 14th of January. Greenbush will be on the 21st. Lawrence on the 22nd. Smoky Hill, Salina on the 23rd. Estac and Hutchinson on the 24th. Orion and Clearwater on the 25th. And then we will be going to Oakley on February 15th. We've gotten a request to maybe try to do something in Hayes. We'll try to see what our schedules are. It was really hard to get Michelle and I and my schedule together where we didn't have any conflict. So we'll take a look at that and try to do that. We've also been asked if we will be recording those. At this point in time, we are not going to record them. It is really important that these be kind of a face-to-face meeting because of the content. And so particularly since the chair training, as we did it the last year, was really the facilitation piece. And now we're doing a lot of nuts and bolts along with things like, taking a look at the data and what does that data mean for a school district, how to write reports, how to do the goals and how to look at the goals for efficient, for efficacy. Things to do prior to the visit, during the visit, just a number of different pieces that are involved that I think it would be more important to have a face-to-face. However, we will put up the PowerPoint as soon as we end up completing the training. Any questions about that? Okay, the chair training will be for existing chairs, any person who wants to become a chair, or team members who are interested in becoming chairs. So it is open to anyone interested in chairing and being a chair for a system. Team member training, we're about finished with that PowerPoint presentation, and we will be handing that out. I'm hoping, my fingers are crossed, I know I've been talking about this for a while. We'll be handing that out to the service centers, and then we're telling the service centers that they will be able to do those trainings, and if we give them the PowerPoint by the end of December, then they can start team training in January anytime. And those team trainings, we have handed that over to the service centers, so they will do their own registration for those. And I know that there are a number of people who it wouldn't be a bad idea to, if you have already been trained, to go in. We have some new information in there, just things that have changed since the time that you had, that the team members have had their training. So it would be a good update for that. Eventually, I think we will try to do maybe next year or so, we'll try to put maybe a team member training that will be an online piece that will just provide some updates. We just need some time to get that done. But I think that would probably be more efficient for folks. The only piece about that is that we have to just find a way of, once someone has gone through that training, how we place them on our list of trained team members. In case you are not aware of it, if you go to our website, we do have a listing of all our team members that are trained, as well as all of our chairs that are trained. We did send out the information on chair training through the listserv, so we have received already some responses. So I thank you, and we'll just provide another update within another week or so of that, as well as at the beginning of January. I'd like to remind you all, if you are a system and you have, as a system, if you have a change in chair, this year, or if any of your chair's information has changed, please go into the initial report in question, I believe is 2 or 3, and update that chair information for us. That's how we are getting that information at the present time. And so it is important that we end up, that you end up doing that, so that when we send out information, like the chair training information, we did not only a mailing like to superintendents, principals, and curriculum leaders, but we also sent them out directly to our list of chairs. So some of you might have gotten it 2-3 times, and we apologize, but it's hard to, we want to make sure we're covering all our bases. So if you could end up doing that, that would be great. At the same time, if the contact person for your district, that person who is in charge of that KISA process, if that has changed, we also ask you to go in and correct that information as well. So when you go in to do your initial report, your yearly update report, that would be a good time to just check that information and verify that it is correct. Any issues that you have encountered with the revised KISA application? I know that last month what we did a Zoom in order to be able to show you the application live. If you have gone in or experimented with it, any problems? How's it going?
This is Mary Jean Grindle from Turner USD 202, and I'm wondering, where are the recorded conferences on the site? I haven't been able to find them. The October 6th and November 20th.
The recorded conferences, we have a link. Unfortunately, at this time, they are not up there yet. We had a change at the department from people that were, once we do like these calls and we do Zoom meetings, we have to give it to our IT department to change it to a MP3 or MP4, and then they have to put the disclaimer on it, the notice of non-discrimination. And so we had a change of the people who have been doing that. So I'm hoping by this end of this week, we should have the first conference call up there, and then probably within the next week, the rest of them that we have done. So you should be able to find it. And I think it says support calls. I'm trying to go in right now to just make sure. As you go in to the KISA, you'll see KISA conference call and training information. That's where it'll be linked. So what you'll find is that the date of the call will be hyperlinked to that information.
Okay.
You're welcome. Again, the question about the application, anybody's having any issues with it? What do you think? It's definitely an easier piece. I'd just like to remind you that, yes? Okay. So I'd like to remind you that the yearly update that as a system you will be completing should be done prior to the on-site visit so that your chair can have some time to look at it. And make and kind of analyze it to know what the, how they're coming in. I would also want to remind chairs or assistants that you end up making that contact to find out when you want those visits to occur and to jointly plan that agenda. It's important that it be that visit. Will be a benefit to the system, and so that the chair can then gather enough information so that they can write their report for us on the application. We will be having a SurveyMonkey put up in the beginning of January, that, and we'll send out that information to everyone that will be asking the dates the chair and the team members of your visit. We want to make sure that everyone is scheduling their visits. And so if we find or we're able to see, it's a way for us to be able to follow up and make sure that you don't get behind. So if we know that you're having a visit, we know when to expect it. If we see that there's no indication of having a visit, we can end up calling the system up and saying, hey, have you forgotten what's going on? You know, those kind of things. So that will be just coming out in January. In February, we will have another update to the KISA application. That will that update is going to provide the ability to do some PDFs on certain reports that we haven't been able that for you. Also, it will, more importantly, I think, it's going to have the uploading of any artifacts for either for the system, for the chair to be able to see, for our Accreditation Review Council to be able to see, as well as for KSDE to be able to see. So if it is anything, any information that you have that you would like to upload just as further verification or something for your chair before they come in, then you would be able to have that. Of course, that will be available in February with that update that we will be doing. What we're trying to do is rather than have one time of an update, do updates to that KESA application on a quarterly basis so that we can provide you the most current as you're needing it. That seems to at least be working this year. Any comments from you or any questions? Any questions you'd like to ask other schools or systems that are on the call? Hello?
Jeanette, this is Julie Doyen,
yes.
Manhattan. I really think these things will be nice for folks, from the posting of these calls on the website to the updated team training. I know districts have been at, or systems have been asking for that, and chairs and team members. Just a lot of these things you've shared with us today have been the request from the field, and it's very nice to have those requests heard and addressed, and it's nice for us out here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
So I want to honor your time, and those are kind of the updates that we have right now for this conference call. So if you have any comments or would like to ask any questions, now's the time to do that. If you don't have any questions or comments, then I would just ask that as you sign off, you just give me the USD number, your USD number, so I can kind of keep track of who was on the call.
USD 242.
Thank you.
USD 27. USD 272.
Thank you.
USD 27.
USD 223.
Thank you.
USD 361.
161 and 437?
Correct.
361.
38. 361, 2?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Is that 280?
USD 338.
Thank you.
USD 313.
Thank you.
USD 202.
Thank you.
Vicki Bay, attending Brook Ridge Day School, and USD 341.
Thank you.
253.
Thank you.
And 383.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Same here.
348.
Thank you.
Jeanette?
Yes?
Hey, this is Kay Lewis from 258. I had emailed you the other day.
Yes, I have your email.
As we are trying to go through, I had problems with putting in, I'm trying to get back to that again. I was having problems with when on the second page. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get into it. If there's other people that need to get off, that's fine. On the yearly five update, going down to the review process evidence results area 1 and 2, anytime I type into that goal area and then I go down to which state board goals were positively impacted and I cut and paste and save, what I cut and paste goes up into that goal area.
It doesn't go in the box below?
Well, it starts there, and then I update and continue, and then when I go back into it, it's not there.
Okay.
So,
okay, and that's what the...
Excuse me?
And that's with year five, right?
Yes.
You're year five. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I ended up getting your email, and I haven't been ignoring you. It's just we've been having things where, you know, other things that have come up, and I need to actually go in and test it to make sure that it is not, that it's something else and not a system itself issue that needs to be corrected.
Okay.
So I'm out of the office today, but tomorrow that is my priority to end up doing, because I know that you sent me that email last week.
Okay. Well, I wasn't for sure, and I thought I haven't just typed directly into it, so I thought, well, that might be my next thing is to directly type into it. I don't know, but it was just a whole lot easier to cut and paste. It worked on everything else, but it's the same thing on both of those, review process one, area goal 1 and 2. So it happened on both of them.
It happened on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I know that they do some stuff behind the scenes to allow to cut and paste in, and we just need to make sure that that's working.
Okay.
So I will tomorrow give you a call back as soon as I test that.
Okay. And tomorrow we get out early, so I'll probably be leaving about 1 o'clock tomorrow. I can send you my my cell phone number if you want to call. I'm going to work on this over Christmas break, and we've cut and pasted and done some things. So that was kind of my thought of what I would try to get some things taken care of and done.
I should be able to get back with you before you leave.
Okay, and I was going to say, if not, if you can, at least at the beginning, because I know that we have to have this to our team by, I'm thinking, like February, mid-February, so that way that gives our team 2 weeks to look at it before our visit,
right.
First week of March.
Okay, yeah, I'll make sure I get back with you before 1 o'clock.
Okay, that sounds great then.
Thanks, Kay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to thank everyone that was on the call. Should you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact either myself, Bill, or David. Have a great day.